Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. Wow, it's incredible. And we're here. Being at the end of a journey can be bittersweet. As I mentioned at the beginning of doing this class, I personally took this on because for me, consistency is something that I'm trying to work on. Procrastination, being active daily. And this class for me has been very healing, very good. And traditionally, when I would be in school, I was the kind of person who didn't want to do the consistent work. I wanted to cram last minute and show up to the test and get it. And historically, it worked out for me. Historically, I did pretty well in that kind of role. But the world outside of school isn't as forgiving, and you get time and a half outside of school, and learning how to be consistent is a necessity. So for me, this has been very good, and in the past, I would have been waiting for things to be done, meaning many a long time ago, I was just excited for something to be done and over with, and now it's very bittersweet that we are finishing up here the count of the Omer that we're reaching the last few days. And I'm wondering, well, what's next after this? First and foremost, we got to finish the job. Second of all, I'm thinking about doing a daily Torah class on the Ali of the day. It is the Alter Rebbe, the Balatanya, the first Rebbe of Lubavitch of Chabad, once said, live in the times, or the sages say, live in the times. And he said, what's live in the times? It means live the Aliyah of the day, that the Aliyah of the day of the Torah portion of that week has so many secrets that pertain to our dailiness and what needs to be done today. And we can see since October 7th started that it's very, very revealed the connection between obviously, you know, the Torah and our lives, which it's always been, but it's been even more revealed. So that's one idea, but ultimately, this whole experience has been very humbling, very humbling. I'm really grateful for Hashem's loving kindness. And that brings us today, which is Hod Shemalchus, which corresponds to humility, which, as we mentioned, correspond to returning when we have to return back and having a connection, a deep connection. What kind of connection? Humility. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When a person is accepting of their situation, they're humble, not trying to control, not trying to dictate to the world, to Hashem, to others, how the world should be. And ultimately, those in recovery or those needing recovery with addiction, with an expression, some sort of spiritual malady that comes manifest in some sort of physical way, and habits, bad habits, character defects. Ultimately, the main connection, the main realization is that I have a God-sized hole that I've been trying to fill it with so many things, with anything. And nothing's ever going to fill that hole except for Hashem. Hashem is the only thing that can fit this hole. Try and fit a square into a circular-sized peg. It's never going to work. This is Hod Shemalchus, that we see connections. And when a person becomes a leader, a person takes on responsibility. As we mentioned, they accept responsibility. But sometimes the Yetzirah, the ego, can come and start messing with the person's head and saying, well, you're alone. You have to do this all by yourself. You have to do this all by yourself. There's nowhere to turn to. The people need you. Or you did this all by yourself. Look at how great you are. You're so amazing. Look at how great you're doing. And we end up forgetting that Hashem is the real king. Hashem is the real leader. And we are just managers, so to speak, of the power that Hashem gives us. And dying in recovery say, my life is unmanageable. I'm powerless over my God-sized hole, and only my higher power, Hashem, can fix me. And He is fixing me. So we learn, Gedalia Fenzer says, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your God is. And in leadership, there invariably comes times where the situation seems too big for us. And it can cause us to fall. We talked about yesterday with Netzach before Shabbos about Netzach. And Netzach has to do with falling and getting back up and resilience and endurance. But what causes the fall in the first place? As the saying goes, pride comes before the fall. So we had pride. We thought we were doing it. And we started looking around and realized that it was all Hashem. Because when we think we do it, Hashem says, okay, you got it then. And that's never a good position to be. So we have to make a concerted effort to bring Hashem into all of our affairs. To check in with Hashem at all times throughout the days. But this is what it means. That last week, we're at the off-roof of my friend, Micha. Mazal tov, Micha Nechama. And, you know, we hear about these davening three times a day, Maariv, Shachar, and Mincha, and we hear about this midrash, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu, initially Hashem had said you have to daven 100 times a day, and Moshe Rabbeinu said 100 times, how can you do that? And he started whittling it down, negotiating with Hashem until he got it down to 3. And this is true, and it's probably not true. Because Hashem did keep 100. How? Through brachot. That we have 100 brachot that we have to say throughout the day. Have 100 brachot that we have to say throughout the day. And before the institution of tefillah as we know it, by Ezra, the scribe, how did we connect to Hashem? We had korbanos, but there were more than that. We had 100 brachot that we would have to say, that we were obligated to say. And the brachas were really meditation. The brachas are ancient. The brachas are very, very old. And it's not like us now that we just say a bracha and we move on. And the regular person, the Beinoni, says a bracha to eat the apple. But the tzaddik eats the apple to say a bracha. And ultimately each bracha is an opportunity to connect with Hashem. It can be a meditation in Hashem. And why do we need that? Because we need to connect to Hashem all the time. If we have 100 brachas to say in a 24-hour period, that means that we have to say a bracha roughly every quarter of an hour, every 15 minutes. And that means we have to check in with Hashem, not just 3 times a day, say, oh, Hashem, how's it going? Or not just during his bodhidus and to take that hour. These are true. But really, we should be having timers on our phone to connect with Hashem. And this is even a leniency, because really we shouldn't be. We also say Shivisi Hashem Legnedi Tamid, that we see Hashem before us always, that really we should be having this consciousness, awareness of Hashem at all times of the day. But even if a person isn't able to maintain that, if a person is able to maintain a level where they can check in with Hashem every 15 minutes, where they have a timer on their day, they can stop every 15 minutes and they can say, Hashem, what is it you want from me? How can I help you this 15 minutes? What is it that you need from me this 15 minutes? Thank you, Hashem Yisbarach, for the last 15 minutes. Thank you, Hashem, for everything that's happened, transpired. And thank you, Hashem, for everything that's going to transpire. Now let's get to work and go do it. And every 15 minutes, we're checking in. This would be even if we were awake 24 hours a day, right? The fact that we sleeping 8 hours, or checking in every 10 minutes or so. And this is really the way to be a leader, is not to go off on our own, not to go off, because a person can go very, very far before they realize, holy crap, I'm very far from Hashem. I have to make a return back. I have to do Shuvah. And how long have we lost? We thought we were going fast, but we were going fast nowhere. And so the quicker that we can check in, the same kind of thing happens in the any accountant out there knows that the invention of Google Sheets or these self-saving sheets is amazing, because they're constantly resaving and saving us time from, God forbid, if there is a crash on our computer and the internet, that we haven't gone too far without having saved stuff, and then we got to go all the way back and start over. And this is what happens when we're not consistently checking in with Hashem, is we can go very far, and then by the time we make Shuva, we're like, how did we get here? Because we did not have Hashem with us. We were not humble. We had an ego. We were pushing Hashem out. And so being a leader doesn't mean I do it alone. It doesn't mean that I have the weight on my shoulders. It doesn't mean that I'm right. It doesn't mean that I get to battle people. Opposite. It means that I need more connection to Hashem. It means I need to check in with Hashem more and more. As we're getting here to the very end, we're learning about leadership. What's going to happen after we get the Torah? It's incumbent upon us to live our purpose as leaders. And this is one of the last lessons here of this journey, is to be humble, to not forget that Hashem is with us, and to not forget to check in with Hashem all the time, to invite Hashem on the journey with us, to make Hashem partners with us, to make him the CEO and I'm the COO. All right, he's the chief executive and I'm the chief operations officer. Hashem's going to tell me what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And I'm going to be in charge of making that happen. And sometimes it's Hashem that's in charge of making it happen, that we're the ones who are praying and asking Hashem, what is it you want from me? And Hashem, I put it in your hands. I'm going to do the action. I'm going to do his shadlus. And I'm going to allow you to be Hashem, to be God. And in this way, we're going to see that with true humility, with true connection, that we are consistently in accordance with Hashem's will. And every decision that we make is the right one, because it's Hashem's decision. And every turn that we go, we see that it's the right turn because we're with Hashem. And even when we end up in the wrong place, we know that Hashem is with us in that dark place, that even in the dark place, Hashem is with us. As it says, addictions shine in the darkness. So wherever we are, if we're bringing the light with us, it doesn't matter if we took a wrong turn in Albuquerque, as the great philosopher Bugs Bunny once said, we're still where we're supposed to be, because we have Hashem with us. And no matter how far we are, we can reconnect with Hashem and come back. And in this way, we're going to see being a healthy, connected leader allows us to properly bring along the amazing people who are connected to us, Am Yisrael. And everybody in Am Yisrael is doing their job connected to Hashem, and we're seeing a well-oiled machine, Am Yisrael Chai. And also that Am Yisrael Echad, Belev Echad, with one heart. And we're going to see the coming Moshiach speedily with the true revelation of Hashem helping us in all of our tasks. The rebuilding of their Beis HaMikdash. Everybody brought back. Kibbutz Galiot from afar. The ingathering of the exiles. The ingathering of the 10 lost tribes. True shalom throughout all the world between the children of Israel and the otherwise. And a real paradigm shift in Kedusha and love. Ahava. L'chaim.